You got the kids, you've got the girl, you've got the guy. You want to know, what can I do this weekend? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you get in the car, go up and see my buddy Scott Dean at 1510 North Chapel Road in McHenry? He owns the McHenry County Drive-In. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Buddy, I'm well. How much has your business just gone crazy since you opened in May?
It's just been... unbelievable. I mean, so opening weekend, we had the Flintstones in Jurassic Park, right?
Okay.
I think we sold out by 2:30 in the afternoon. I look out at all these cars in the lot, and I'm like, guys, it's the Flintstones. You know?
It's 2 in the afternoon. What are you doing here?
Right.
So what are you showing tonight?
Well, actually, Friday, Saturday, we've got concerts all weekend. So we're setting up a big stage. We're going to kind of do a musical weekend, but what the other thing that I'm really excited for, Sunday we'll start showing The Empire Strikes Back with Black Panther. So I've always wanted to show Empire Strikes Back, never thought it would happen, and it actually couldn't happen if it were not for a pandemic. So
okay,
there you go.
What is it, I mean, in a regular day and time, in a regular year, without a pandemic, without people looking for things to do, the nostalgia of the drive-in theater, it's just something. I'm from West Chicago. I used to go to Cascade Drive-In Theater all the time. In the last several years, we would go just to go, and it would certainly seem to me that the business was doing okay. Do you do all right in a regular year when there's not a pandemic?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're very lucky to be kind of at the nexus of three really good communities in McHenry, Lakemore, and Johnsburg. And, I mean, honestly, I think if I showed, like, shadow puppets on the screen, they'd still come out and support us. They're unbelievable. Well, unbelievable around here.
How many people are you letting in per car? How many people, and what's the cost?
Per car, you can bring in as many as you want per car. It's $12 for adults, $6 for children. We can normally fit 850 vehicles in our lot, but right now, due to the COVID-19 restrictions, we're at 450.
Because you got to social distance the cars. You want to keep the Pontiacs away from the Fords, especially.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
How many can come in the back of the trunk?
You know, we actually have a position called trunk checker.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these kids that try this have
these
got to
kids,
remember.
These damn kids.
I did all this.
Hey, yeah, you did. We all did.
Yeah.
So is it, I mean, do you profile the cars that come in? I mean, if it's a bunch of kids in a car, do you normally just check the trunk?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Okay. How many have you caught?
We know who they are.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
They're the typical ones. They do it all the time. What's the craziest thing? And, you know, we're on AM, which means you can say whatever. If it's bad, we'll bleep it out. Get ready, Michael. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in the McHenry County drive-in theater?
Boy, you know, someone climbed on top of the roof of the projection building, which is bad enough. But we would have just said, you know, hey, you got to get down. But he started twirling fire. He just started twirling fire. So I said, I go, I got to kick you out. And he's like, no, I get it. And he left. So then the next weekend came by, and the same thing. At intermission, this guy climbs up on the roof and starts twirling fire. And I go, dude, I kicked you out for this last week. He's like, I know, I'm leaving. I don't know. Shut up again.
We're talking with Scott Dean. He's the owner of McHenry County Drive-In, McHenry County Theater. Hey, well, let me ask you this, Scott. If I come in there and I've got my jacked up F-350 with the 4-inch lift and the 35-inch tires, can I park in the front or do I have to go to the back?
Oh, no, you can park in the front.
Oh, you can?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
But don't the cars in back get mad at that? Because I always remember when I went to the drive-in, if you had the bigger vehicle in front, man, you know, drive-in theater man came around and said, you take this big truck, you hillbilly, and you go to the back.
Right. Well, in a typical year, yeah,
you'd
have to park somewhere else. But since we're at half capacity, instead of fitting two cars in between two poles, it's just one. So if you can't see over the car in front of you, just move over a little to the left or right, and you're okay.
Right on, right on. But you know how Karen is. She doesn't want to move. She's going to want to have the other guy move. How many, yeah, you get a few of those, I'm sure. How many drive-in theaters left around this area? Are you about it?
There's only 9 left in the state, I want to say. Yeah, and about 300-ish nationwide?
Well, here's the deal. Go see Scott. Go check out his theater at McHenry Outdoor Theater, because these other people are just Johnny-come-latelys. You know, they've got a parking lot or a football field, and they want to capitalize on what this guy has been bringing to the community, and you've been doing it. You know, it's not an easy way to make a living, I'm sure, but, man, what a cool way to make a living.
It's a blast. I couldn't do anything else. This is my dream, and every day I wake up and I get to live it again and again.
You know, if it's okay, tonight we're going to come in the old Loop 97.9 van that's parked down in the parking lot. Nobody uses it. It still has some I think, if I'm not mistaken, it still has some beer and weed in it from when Johnny used to work at the Loop. And it's going to be a guy, Michael Gray, Tony Lozano, Nick Gale, and me. Tony's the guy wearing the face shield and the hazmat suit, but I can't wait to see him, man.
Nice. Hey, you know what? Can we do something here for your listeners?
We'll do is what we'll do, Scott, is I'll have you get in touch with the WLS promotion department. They're wonderful people. It would be cool if you could do something with this place, because right now, you know, radio promotions are non-existent because, one, nobody has a creative mind anymore, and we could do something that would be fun, and who knows, and we'll work this out. We'll do something.
If they just mentioned that they heard us this morning, I'll give them a free popcorn. Something that simple.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, nice. Come in tonight. Say that you heard us. Get a popcorn.
There you go. All you have to say is you heard it on WLS with a double R with Ramblin' Ray. You get free popcorn and McHenry. Buddy, it's good to talk to you, man. I think what you do for a living is just a hoot. I think it's fun. And when we come, check the WLS trunk, because we will have somebody in there. Hopefully, they're still alive.
Oh yeah, you're the type I look out for. So, yeah.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But we could go on for hours about the things I did at the Cascade Drive-In Theater in West Chicago. me and Ed Kling and Fritz Van Dyson and Pat Hennessy. But buddy, have a good night and free popcorn if you can get it. Thanks, pal.
All right, have a great day.
You too, man. What a nice guy that Scott from the McHenry County Drive-In.
Your thirst, your sweet tooth. So visit our refreshment center now. Let's go.
And you get it free if you mention WLS. You get the popcorn. Let's get over to Nick Gale with an update.